Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Clementine and Lavinia with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's Deputy Premier remains adamant that a controversial central Queensland river chosen as a venue for the Brisbane Olympic and Paralympic Games will host rowing and canoeing events in 2032. Queensland's Deputy Premier has declared Rockhampton's Fitzroy River will remain a venue for the upcoming Games. Jared Blagey told the ABC, quote, "Rowing will be hosted on the mighty Fitzroy River and Rockhampton as part of a Games that delivers for all of Queensland," end quote. Comes during growing commentary and speculation calling for the events to be moved to southeast Queensland or interstate to Sydney. In other news, Queensland fare evaders have been hit with more than $4.5 million in fines since 50 cent travel began, helping authorities claim just over $7,000 in lost revenue. Between August 5, 2024, when discounted ticket prices first kicked off, and March 4 this year, authorities gave out 14,141 penalty infringement notices for fare evasion. Most of those fines, about 7,500, were issued on trains, with 3,714 penalties given out on trams and 2,839 infringement notices issued on buses.
In national news, John Thompson and Annette Voyanov have spent over a decade restoring a native forest on their property, known as Tall White Gums, located in Gunns Plains, northwest Tasmania. Their project, starting in 2011, involved regenerating a critically endangered Eucalyptus verminalis, or white gum, wet forest on their 18-hectare property, which they have protected with a conservation covenant. Thompson noted that by allowing natural regeneration and planting diverse native species rather than in strict, uniform rows, it creates a natural habitat rather than a traditional timber plantation. The pair described the project as a rewarding, long-term effort to reverse historical land clearing from the late 1800s. Meanwhile, nominations are officially open for the 12th Victorian Pride Awards of 2026, celebrating LGBTQIA+ excellence and community champions, with submissions running through May 2026. Hosted by Globe Victoria, the awards feature 12 categories, including New People's Choice, that highlights advocates, artists, volunteers, and businesses. Finalists will be announced in June, followed by a gala ceremony in July 2026. Quote, "Introducing the People's Choice Award is about opening the door wider," said Globe Victoria President Andrew Shepherd, "and giving the community a direct voice in recognising the people and initiatives that matter most to them." In international news, a specific flu strain called influenza B, Yamagata, has started to disappear globally since 2020. Before COVID, the strain regularly caused seasonal outbreaks each year. However, in the past 5 years, no confirmed cases have been detected anywhere in the world. The most likely reason for its disappearance is the widespread public health measures introduced during the pandemic, such as masking, social distancing, and travel restrictions. These significantly reduced human contact, making it difficult for the virus to spread and sustain itself. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers later today. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.